Beautiful music there by Francis Choinière, composer, conductor, and pianist. His brand new recording, that was a piece called Rêverie, from the new recording, recently released, in fact, on Valentine's Day, Reflections. And it's now available across all major streaming platforms. And Francis joins us because he recently stepped into the spotlight with the release of his highly anticipated debut solo album, Reflections. And he joins us on the phone this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Francis.
Morning, Jean.
How are you today?
Doing very well. You?
Good, excellent. I understand you've had your protein already this morning with two eggs.
Yes.
Congratulations on the release of Reflections. It's a stunning recording.
Thank you. I always tell the story that it's been a while. I've been wanting to release a piano album because I started my musical journey as a pianist and a composer, at a very young age. And I had written a full length album by the time I was 14 years old. But of course, we're always very critical of our own music. So Finally, I ended up throwing it away.
Oh, no.
And then here came the opportunity to, to try it again. And obviously with everything I know now, and I finally had the chance to do this small EP of 5 songs.
Mm-hmm. You're such a busy musician, leading orchestras all over the place, Philharmonique, the Orchestre Philharmonique et Chœur des Mélomanes. How do you find time to do this? How did it come about?
So some pieces I had already kind of in the back of my mind, when I'm just playing at the piano. Other ones, I'm really good when I set myself a deadline. So I gave myself 1 month to deliver the project. And I remember while a lot of the writing of this album was actually while I was on tour. We were doing our U.S. tour of Vivaldi 4 Seasons.
Nice.
And there were moments where I was backstage at Philadelphia at Verizon Hall or backstage at Carnegie Hall, and they always have a piano in the back room.
Sure.
And I would be improvising and just giving myself voice memos, and then I'll develop that theme later, or I'll bring that I'll incorporate that element. So there's little pieces from everywhere. Some pieces were written then. That actually Rêverie is one of them that was written most recently.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was others that came from when I had a lot of time to write, like COVID, when I had nothing else to do but sit at the piano and write some nice melodies.
I was just talking about Schubert yesterday, and he did the very same thing. He'd write little sketches down and write little notes down of phrases, on pieces of paper and shove them in his pocket. So it makes a lot of sense to remind yourself.
With voice memo.
Exactly. But speaking of the piano, what make of piano did you record your music on, and why and where?
So this was actually recorded at the Symphony Hall in Montreal.
Nice.
On the Hamburg Steinway, which is a beautiful instrument to play on, not one that I get to play on very often.
Mm-hmm.
Beautifully light touch, really easy to make. It's really easy to make music on a piano like that. It just pretty much sings by itself.
So how did you come about to play on this particular piano? Did someone lend it to you? Did you have to rent it? How did that work?
Oh, it's the symphony's piano, and they were very kind enough to let me play on it for this particular recording.
Oh, lovely. How nice. Very complimentary and supportive, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to do that now? Was it just that all the ideas had come together, that was just the right time?
It was just the right time. The venue happened to be available because we had the date, and we didn't end up using it for another project. And we're like, why not use it and do a creative project that I've had on the table for a long time?
What inspired you to write this? I mean, I know that timing is everything, but were there certain things that inspired you to communicate through the through your pieces?
So a lot of the album does kind of, at least two pieces are around my current partner and husband, Coup de Foudre, which is, love at first sight, came from that.
Nice.
That's the first track. And the last track of the album, I'll Be Here, was one that I had kind of written after one of the big fights in a relationship during COVID. So it was kind of to console him. other pieces like Renaissance kind of goes back to my youth. I took a theme that I had written when I was younger, and I developed it with what I know now. So there's like little parts of my life, I think, throughout this album. And for me, it was really kind of a way to kind of, you know, share that with the world. People know me a lot as a conductor.
Sure.
Not as much as an interpreter, as a musician, mm-hmm. actually playing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not playing when I'm conducting. So it's very personal for me to be playing at the piano, but also to be obviously playing my own compositions.
Sure. And will you be recording another one in the future, perhaps?
Yes, I think that's the plan down the line.
Lovely, lovely. Now, you're coming to Toronto in April with your Philharmonic Orchestra. Tell us about that.
So we are coming actually for two productions. This is the first time
we
bring our orchestra and we do two different shows at the same time in the same day.
Oh, boy.
So one is at the Meridian Hall. We're doing a cine concert of Avatar, The Last Airbender, a very popular series.
Sure, sure.
And the other one is James Bond Symphonic Concert Tribute. So a kind of collection of all of the James Bond successes with voices, actually. So we go from the Shirley Bassey to the Adele to the Sam Smith.
Now, it looks like I'm going to be a busy gal going to these things because they all sound fantastic. But has all of this, you know, you conduct so much film music, which is stunningly beautiful, all the right pieces. And has that impacted your composition at all?
I think it's always had an influence on me because I've always appreciated classical music as much as film music. Mm-hmm. I always had this mutual appreciation for both. And so it kind of comes out through my music as well. I think it's, you know, kind of neoclassical, you know, a bit of film inspired, but also, you know, you can hear a bit of Debussy as well. Mm-hmm. So the influence has come from many places for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I do sense the impressionist colors in your work, and it's absolutely stunning. Just stunning.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for talking with me today. And congratulations, Francis. It's a beautiful piece of music right there, the entire thing.
Thank you, Jean.
You take care, and thanks for talking to us today.
My pleasure.
We've been talking to composer, conductor, and pianist Francis Choignard about his debut solo album, Reflections, available across all major streaming platforms. And we leave you with A Coup de Foudre, The Thunderbolt, played and composed by Francis from his new recording, Reflections.